Well, my favorite philosophers are Irish, like Scotus Erigena, who denied the reality of time and said all things are lights, and Bishop Berkeley, George Berkeley, after whom the city of Berkeley is named because Americans don't know how to pronounce Irish names. It should be Berkeley. Bishop Berkeley proved the universe doesn't exist, but God thinks it does. And William Rowan Hamilton, the great Irish mathematician, who proved that A times B does not equal B times A, contrary to all previous mathematical theory. And Jonathan Swift, who got into a great debate with Partridge, the astrologer, about whether Partridge was dead or alive. And you'd think Partridge had a distinct advantage in that debate, but Swift managed to win because every argument Partridge came up with, Swift was able to refute. His major proposition was just because a man claims he's alive doesn't mean we have to believe him necessarily. But Sean Murphy of Dalkey, who inspired Professor Finnegan, is one of my favorites. Nothing is known about Sean Murphy except his influence on Professor Timothy F.X. Finnegan, the inventor of parapsychology, not to be confused with parapsychology. But Sean Murphy, of whom all we know is a remark attributed to one Nora Dolan of Dalkey, who said, "Sure, the only hard work that Finnegan lad ever did was climbing back onto the bar stool twice a night after falling off it." But Murphy said to Finnegan one night in a Dalkey pub, "Sure, I've never seen an average day. I've never met a normal man or woman." And Finnegan had had 14 pints of Guinness at that point, and he suddenly saw the profundity. He called it Murphy's first fundamental finding. And all of his books of philosophy are devoted to the implications of this. There wasn't a single person in the pub who looked like an average Irishman. And going out on the streets, he couldn't find an average Irishman or an average Irish woman. He couldn't even find an average dog. And he couldn't find he realized he'd never seen an average day. He never saw a normal human being. He never saw a room in which the corners make perfect right angles geometrically. And so the whole system of parapsychology, which is based on Murphy's first fundamental finding and the French philosopher Alvard Charry, who invented pataphysics, the science of non-repeatable events, led Professor Finnegan to invent parapsychology, the science of things that you see but you can't believe. And one of the things he saw that he couldn't believe was that nothing is normal. The normal, he decided, is purely an English invention. It derives from mathematics. The normal and the average are statistical abstractions that don't exist. And so he formed PSYCHON, of which I am the American director. PSYCHON, that's the Committee for Surrealist Investigation of Claims of the Normal. And we claim, Finnegan claims, and I agree, and PSYCHON has been crusading for years to demonstrate there are no normal people any more than there are normal dogs, normal giraffes, normal events, normal days, average. Nobody is the average size. Nobody is the average weight. These are all pure fictions. The normalists live in a world entirely of abstraction and fiction and metaphysical entities that cannot be found in the normal world of sensory, sensual space-time in which we actually live. So Professor Finnegan is offering a $10,000 reward to anybody who can produce an average human being or a normal day. And none of the normalists have been able to confront this challenge. They just can't find the average or the normal. It's purely abstract. The normal is that which none of us quite are.